Mord an.
What? What's going on?
I'd just like to take a seat. Mr. Mappers will be with you presently.
Oh dear.
Can I get you a beverage?
No, thank you, Susan.
Oh, I'm sexy, Susan, please. If you'd like to use my full title. And believe me, I'm very full at the moment.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't even want to tell you.
You've had a buttered scone?
No. Quite different.
Oh, a cup of soup. Something liquidy but filling like that. Oxtail, something like that. Cheese and oxtail, something like that. Beef and cheese and oxtail and Bovril soup or something like that.
No. Like I say, Mr. Mabbers will be with you shortly.
Yes. He's always keeping us waiting. I can see him. He's just sat back there.
Yes, well, he's currently in a conference call with another client.
This is bizarre. Are we legally allowed to record this?
No.
Right, well, we're definitely not recording this then. Well, give me that look, Paul. I'm not giving you any look whatsoever, Cecil. I'm just going to zip up my tunic. While we're here, it's a bit chilly in this vehicle that we're sat in, a mobile solicitor's. This should all be... If we ever did make a podcast out of this, Cecil, you'd cut this out, wouldn't you, if you were doing it properly?
Yeah, if you were doing it properly, you would do. But what if you wanted it to be podcast verite, capturing all the little slices of life?
Then you'd do something different. Something very different. Well, Cecil, it's interesting sat here in this... I want to say minivan. I might even go as far as to say minibus. We've been summoned here. You got a letter in the post, didn't you, Cecil?
Yes. Granny Mabber's solicitors would like to see Cecil Thax, Paul Thax and Margaret Thax in their offices, mobile offices, regarding to a legal matter.
What do you think it's about? Oh, it's that Sir Jeremy Cream, I know it is. He said he was going to sue us, and I imagine this is the start of his pathetic proceedings. Just because we left his house mouldy, damp, smelling, and full of detritus. Probably. I bet that's what it is. Two. Can't believe it. We've known Sir Jeremy Cream for ages. How could he do this to us? Taking us to court. Holding us against our crimes against the fabric of a building just because I've got some grease and sweat and bodily items secreted all over the walls, floors, ceilings, windows and everywhere else you can imagine.
Yeah, well, we don't know that, but yes, I can only assume that's what it is.
Hope it's not going to take us very long. I've finished work. I've got places to be, people to see.
Or have you got to see?
I've got to see Homes Under the Hammer. I haven't seen this morning's one yet.
Now, you missed a treat, Paul. A house went for 180,000. I thought it was going to go for nearly 250,000. Turned out there was subsidence.
Oh, right, wow. It's exciting to look forward to, mummy.
It was. The look on the buyer's face when he realised he'd bought a duffin.
Surely he realised he hasn't bought a duffin if he got it for 70 grand more, less than the asking price.
I suppose so, but you could see in his eyes. He looked sad, like he'd taken on a project that was too big for him. And that amused me. Idiot.
Yeah, well, you say that, Margaret, but the house we've got You want me to do all that outside work?
I want Paul to do it. And his bloody keep. Put his fat back into doing some physical man's labour.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that, won't we? I might hire a gentleman to come and do it for me. One of the chav men with the arms that's got muscles on them. I don't want to do anything physical. Let's not get physical. Physical. Let's not get physical. Run some kids over if they don't pay attention out their way.
You're not driving.
No, but I can see out the front where Sexy Susan's driving. She's going right through them.
Yes, the little bastards.
Lord. Is the offer of a drink...
No, Cecil. Don't get a drink from these people. They charge you 20 quid just for a hot chocolate. Oh, you remember last time?
Oh, yes. Never mind that, Susan. Cancel the campuccinos.
Don't say campuccino, Cecil.
Oh, so sorry, sir.
Are we going to have to pay for the taxi service of driving us around town? Why is it mobile, Sexy Susan?
Charles just feels it lets him get to see more clients this way. You go to where he is rather than he comes... No, he comes to where you are rather than you go to where he is. He has a slogan about mountain and a Muhammad gentleman, but I don't think that's politically correct.
No, I would imagine it wouldn't be. Yeah. Oof. Come on, then. What's going on? What are we waiting for? I can see he's just writing in his documents.
Mr. Mappers, your 4 o'clock fax appointment is here.
All right, bloody hell.
Oh, here he comes.
Hello, Mr. Mappers.
All right.
What did you say?
Said you're all right with us.
Oh, yes, we're okay. Well, we're not okay. What's this about? What's Sir Jeremy Cream done, son of a bitch?
Don't call him a son of a bitch. That man was slander.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, we've got you here today because my client's furious with you.
Oh, dear. What client, sir?
Well, it goes to something that happened in the past.
Yeah, look, in my defence, I can't help it if I get my bodily functions on the walls, OK, of Sir Jeremy Cream's house. Things spurt out of me sometimes. I don't control it. I can't even see half my body. Have you seen I've got T-Rex-like arms? I can't reach it, and if suddenly something just explodes out of me, what can you do? I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. It just comes out. Mr. Mabbers, Charles Mabbers of Grinny Mabbers Solicitors. Yeah. I sometimes trump, and that trump sometimes follows through with a liquid surprise. A solid surprise sometimes. You wipe it off, but then you get it on your hands. What can you do? It's horrible. You have to wipe it on the walls and pretend that the wall was brown at the time.
What are you talking about, fat lad?
Sir Jeremy Cream's suing us now because we got his house dirty.
No, I'm not talking about what? Sir Jeremy who?
Sir Jeremy Cream, our landlord of the property that we just moved out from.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Well, what are we doing here then?
Ah, well, like I say, a couple of years ago, you had a podcast, didn't you? And you had a person on it who said you were being Brian De La Rouge.
Yes, Brian De La Rouge was on the podcast.
Yeah, but... Well, you and I both know that one, Brian De La Rouge, don't you?
What's he saying?
I bloody said it, fat lad. I said, the person that was on the podcast pretending to be Brian De La Rouge, my client... wasn't the real Brian De La Rouge. And the real Brian De La Rouge is here in back. Sit up, lad. Hey there, Paul. Cecil. Margaret. Oh, bloody hell, it's him. That's right, my client here is suing you for fraudulently claiming he was on your podcast.
Oh, what?
That's right. You had a Brian Delore Rouge impersonator on your podcast, and you said I was on your podcast, and I was the dullish, dishwatery kind of gentleman, and I don't know who it was, said I was an accountant or something. I've never been an accountant. I'm a UFO paranormal investigator.
Yeah, sorry, bloody, you're putting out falsehoods on your podcast. Your audience of millions has been fooled, and now my clients lost business because everybody thought he was really bloody boring. Really bloody boring.
I'm struggling to understand what he says.
Yeah, well, I struggle to understand what you say, you flat-faced old bitch.
What did you say?
It's all right, Mum, just calm down. It's all right, don't worry about it.
So my client here, Brian Delarouge, is here. He's thinking about suing you. He wants to meet you to see what you've got to say for yourself before we take it to court system.
That's right. I'd like to know why. Why did you perpetuate the myth that I was an accountant? I can see dead people all the time. I've been abducted by aliens. I know all about werewolves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sir Brian.
I'm not a sir. Don't you dare say I'm a knight of your empire. I would never have anything to do with that. I'm 158th Ho Chi Indian.
Okay, I think we all just need to calm down. Everybody's getting a little bit flustered. Everybody's going a little bit red in the face. Now let's just all take a deep breath. Be gentle.
Don't know about this, Cecil. It seems like we've made a mistake here. We should be,
Don't you say we should be paying for our mistake?
What do you always say to me, Cecil? If I make a mistake, I have to pay for it. I give you £5 if I swear or butter the bread on the wrong side. Always giving you money these days. That's all I seem to do.
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
I'm not sure you can. My reputation has been sullied. Excuse me.
Oh, what's that scent?
Twinkie.
All right. An American candy.
Please don't you dare say candy. You're not American like I am.
Right.
So what do you want to do, Brian? Do you want to sue them?
Well, I would like to know why you thought you could impersonate me. Why were you doing it? I had nothing to do with you. I haven't seen you in quite a few years.
All right. Well, what we thought was we wanted you as a character, but we sent you messages on the social medias. Have you heard of them? The Facebook and MySpace. We tried to contact you through, and we didn't hear back from you, but we had audiences clamouring to see you and hear you.
Obviously, they can't see him in the podcast. That would be foolish.
Yes, I know, Paul, but you know what I mean, though. You get where... Oh, thank you. You get where I'm coming from this.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from this, Cecil. You feel me?
Yes, I do. And I thought, well, let's just pretend. But now the time for let's pretend is at an end. We're not pretending. Not pretending.
No, don't say that again, Cecil.
So I would like to cordially invite you to be on the podcast, Brian Delarouge, please. You're welcome to. We wanted you on there.
Oh. And what kind of appearance fee will I be paid?
Oh, now then. No, it's a podcast. People don't get money for podcasts. The funds that Miss Armitage Biddy donates to us every month go towards Paul's Fun Factory Cola and my Worthless Originals.
Yeah, And my tabard hemming needs re-hemming every month.
It does, Margaret. You wear very much on your tabards, don't you, doing your monthly cleaning?
Bloody daily cleaning with you two.
Yes. So I'm afraid no funds will be forthcoming, Brian.
Right, well, what's the point?
There's pure entertainment, simple and pure.
I don't know about that. I really only do things for hard cash. Do you want to commune with a dead person now?
I'd love to. That'd be exciting. A bit too spooky for me, but it's not Halloween, so I think it would be all right.
I charge $50.
I don't have $50.
Then I can't communicate with a dead person for you.
No, no, Brian. Then we can't have you on the podcast.
Then I'm thinking of suing you. I had the conference that I do every year, Holy Ghosts, cancel on me because they thought I was an accountant. I have my other conference, Where's the Wolves? Werewolves, Swearwolves, and Bearwolves.
What's that?
It's a very sexual conference where people who feel that they're a werewolf turn up, take their clothes off, and go a-woo like a werewolf might. Always ends in an orgy.
Ooh, where's this happening?
Happens in Nevardar.
Oh, right, where's that?
It's in Nevardar.
I think he's saying Nevada, Cecil.
Yes, but he's saying it with his authentic American accent. Nevardar.
Please don't take the mick out of my voice.
I'm so sorry, sir. Is there anything else? Could you spot a UFO for us?
Absolutely. They're $25 a visitation.
And what happens on a visitation?
We will go out on a nighttime time when the sky is black. And I will point out things in the sky that could be UFOs. You can talk to them and maybe they'll respond through me.
All right.
I've got £25. I'd love to see that. Can you do it now?
Are you okay?
Yeah, not bad.
If you give me the £25, I will do that for you.
There you go, little lad.
Thank you very much.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I have to get into the mindset of a UFO investigator. I have to
I am now an alien.
Hello, humans. Fear me. I will come and investigate the various pipes of your body. Let me touch you.
Get off me. Touch my bosom, Cecil.
That was sexual assault.
No, I think it's the alien that did that. You can't be held responsible. Sorry about that, but won't stand up in the court of the law.
Bloody touched my nipple. I felt it, Cecil.
Oh, you little bastard. Right, we're going to sue you, Brian Delaroche. Charles Mabbers, how much would it cost to secure your services?
£280 an hour.
How much did it say, Margaret?
I think he said £180 an hour.
Never mind then, Margaret. Fondle away, Brian.
No. I'm all right now. I'd like to touch my own pipe. There you go. There was a real alien talking through me.
That's rubbish. Didn't even say what planet he was from.
He was from the planet...
Good deal, where's that?
In the sky, over there. Look, I'm pointing at it.
Oh, bloody hell. I actually spoke to an alien. Should have asked it something proper, shouldn't I?
Can you get him back and ask him what lottery numbers are? I'm sorry, the aliens won't know the lottery numbers. It gives us a lot in my investigations. I can only commune with aliens and dead people and werewolves and maybe a vampire. But I cannot predict the future. That's an absolute bloody shame, isn't it? That bloody shame. You're telling me I'd be a lot more richer if I could do that. But this seems to be going nowhere. So what is it, Brian Delarouge? You in or are you out? I think that alien took it out. I can feel the breeze on my testicle and penile cluster. Ugh. Glad you sat in the back and I can't see. I apologize about that.
If you want to be in, we're going to have to audition you, Brian Delarouge.
Oh.
Auditions are never, ever paid for. You do them apropos of nothing, like a job interview. You don't get paid for job interviews, do you, Paul?
I haven't got a foggiest clue about that, Cecil. Okay, I suppose this one time I could be persuaded to render my services for free. It's going to render his asses for free, Cecil.
I don't want that, thank you. Excuse me, Margaret. You know that only happened one time and it was an accident.
I know. I know it was. My finger slipped. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Don't let your mother near you. When... No.
What's happening?
Right, Brian. Please, can you commune with the dead for me, please? I'd like to speak to Sir Francis Bacon.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't commune with Francis Bacon, but behind me I have the spirit of Kevin Bacon's father.
No, oh, Kevin Bacon's father? What's that?
The father of Kevin Bacon from the program TVs.
Oh, right, Margaret, you love him.
Oh, I do. He's got such an angular face. I think it's phenomenal. I loved him in Tremors and Footloose and all the other things he's been in. My dreams, mostly, and a picture in my wallet. Well, I don't have him. I have his father.
Right. Margaret, do you want to ask Kevin Bacon's father anything?
I do. Do you have any naked pictures of Kevin Bacon? He says he does not, except one, but you can't have that because it's in the astral plane. Oh, that's a shame. Can he project me into the astral plane and I'll have a right good look at it? No, I can't do that for you, Margaret. Can I ask Kevin Bacon's father a question? Absolutely. Why wasn't Kevin Bacon in any of the subsequent Tremors films? He was in Tremors 1 and he was quite good in that. Then he didn't do any acting and then he was in really cheap adverts for a while. Why wasn't he in Tremors instead of doing shitty adverts? Please, ask him that. He says, you didn't ask him. No, I don't have to physically ask him. I just ask him with my mind. He can read my thoughts. All right. Is that how it works? Absolutely. How do we know you're not a charlatan then? Just making it up. Oh, sorry, I'm going to have to step in here, lad. You can't say that about my client. Yeah, that's just pulling his act apart. It's not an act, is it? Brian Delarouge. No, it's not. It's a way of life for me. I commune with the spirits. I've got your answer, Paul. Go on then. What did he say? He says he didn't like Tremors and he loves to be in EE adverts. Why? He says he thinks that mobile phone technology is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Do-do-do-do-do. Phenomenal. Do-do-do-do. Oh, please don't do that, Brian. sorry very much about that, as you would say. How'd you know what I would say? I've listened to all the podcasts. I was hoping for some kind of redaction about the fake man you got on. All right. No, we were hoping no one would ever notice that. Went under the radar, so to speak. It certainly didn't go under my radar. My wife said, "Have you heard this nonsense?" And I had not heard that nonsense. But then I did hear that nonsense. And I was enraged. I felt violated, physically and mentally, and spiritually.
Oh, sorry about that, Brian. Really am. Like I say, I did send you an email on Bebo.
I don't use Bebo. You know I only use one social media or platform.
Yes. What medium is that, then?
Astral plane emails.
What's that when they're at home?
Thought projections of emails. You just think about me, and there I am. Boom. Brian Delarouge at the end of your bed in a spirit form.
Oh, right.
That's never happened. I've thought about you loads, you bastard. Oh, Margaret, have you? Absolutely. I love you. I think you're fantastic. You're very continental. Well, an American. You've got that suave American face. The easy haircut. Those shoes that I like. Oh, thank you very much. They're from Italy. Oh, I love them. They look spectacular. Thank you very much, Margaret. Do you want to conjure up another alien and let it fondle me, Brian? Margaret, sorry, Cecil. I got carried away with the whole show business of it. Yeah, I bet you bloody did. Well, Brian, I don't really think you've done enough in this audition yet. I don't think Kevin Bacon's father is good enough. Okay, do you want to commune with my spirit, guardian angel? Does it have a name? Rear Admiral Bembo. No, that was Doreen's, our friend Doreen's guardian angel spirit guide. No, that was Admiral Bembo. Mine's Rear Admiral Bembo. What's that then? Same thing, but from behind. All right. And what do they know? They can see the future? Can they? Absolutely. You have one question for Rear Admiral Bembo. What is it, Paul? Oh, what should I ask? He says you should ask what the lottery numbers are. All right, then. Rear Admiral Bembo, what are the lottery numbers? You already asked your question. Yeah, what are the lottery numbers? Oh, you stupid bastard, Paul. What?
You said, what question should I ask? That being the question you should have asked.
Oh, motherfucker.
Ow, Mum.
Don't you say that.
You all right there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm bloody coughing. This bloody cigar's doing a right bloody number on me pipes.
Maybe you shouldn't smoke so many cigars then, sir. No, it can't be good for you.
Good or not, but the bloody fucking delicious.
Smells disgusting.
Not bullying about that, what it smells like. Couldn't give a shit. It's my mobile office. I'll smoke my cigars. I'll drink my bourbon. And you'll have to make do with it.
What if we sue you for risking our lung pipes? It's ignoring me.
Can we commune more with Rear Admiral Bembo? Is that it, Brian? I'm sorry, Paul. That's it. I'm taking the mick out of me now. No, I was just saying that's it. I need to quaff. I've got a...
He's burping at me. Burping. Says it's a burping.
You're right, Paul. Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
Clive's experimenting with a triple-decker quiche. Cheese and ham on one quiche. And then on top of that, you've got just a cheese quiche. Then on top of that, you've got cheese and ham and, come on, spam. Sorry, quiche. Triple-decker. You eat it like a big beef burger.
Oh, that sounds fucking gorgeous. Does he put any onion in it, though?
No, he doesn't put any onion in it.
You bastard. I bloody love onions, mate. And rich gravy.
Yeah, all right, Charles. I'm sure you do. Should come round the coffee morning.
Bloody might do. Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm trying to persuade him to do that, but then with a scone topper, like a beef burger. But it's scone bottom, quiche, 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 scone top, like an eggy beef burger.
Don't fuck me, that sounds gorgeous.
Can you please stop swearing, please? I don't like swearing on the podcast.
Are we talking about podcast?
Shh, Cecil.
No, I'm just saying, if I imagined this was a podcast, you'd be swearing on it. I don't like that. It's a bit crass. A bit lowbrow.
That.
Where are we going, Sexy Susan?
I'm just driving you around the county. Do you like my driving? They say women aren't very good drivers, but I think I'm absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, you're doing a great job, Susan.
Who's doing a great job?
The driver. Susan, Sexy Susan. My PA, my solicitor, my receptionist, my driver, and everything in between.
Thank you, Charles.
That man at the front.
Hey, don't you call him a man. He's no more a man than you or I.
I'm a man. Never mind. What's going on? I know you're American, Brian Delarouge, and obviously your country is riddled with right-wing, close-minded bigots, but we've got enough of that on the podcast. I swear to God, Paul, if you've got a podcast with my voice on without paying me, then this matter will get escalated even further than Charles Mabber's. We might have to get Mr. Grunny in here. Mr. Grunny? Who's that, then?
That's my partner. In business.
I'm Mr. Mappers and he's Mr. Grunny.
He's the top flat solicitor. Deals with a lot of high-profile cases. I do every day-to-day stuff. He handles the big-picture stuff. And I think that's what that would be. Ooh, the Tesla car, Cecil. You love them, don't you?
Yes, I do love a Tesla car. I think they're just amazing.
Oh, you like Teslas?
Well, less and less now with every passing month with Mr. Musk.
No, Elon Musk is phenomenal. He's got so much money, he's living the American dream. He's the embodiment of the American dream. He's everything every American wants to be. Going to space.
I thought you were going to start singing then.
I thought about that, but then I thought, if you're doing a podcast, I don't want my voice unpaid, recorded.
Right, well, we'll see. What if we were doing a podcast? What would happen?
I'd send Rear Admiral Bembo to touch your kneecap and give you a good tickle, and you'd feel some spectry fingers going in your kneecap, and you'd go, oh, what is that feeling in my kneecap? It feels phenomenal. And it would be phenomenal. You'd absolutely love it. Having a ghost in your kneecap. See, going on about kneecaps, for. And that's what would happen. And you'd never, ever be able to recapture the feeling. And you'd be trying to chase that feeling of a really nice, fun kneecap.
for 10 minutes, and you wouldn't know what was going on. You'd think your trousers, pantaloons felt so nice, but it wasn't your pantaloons. It was at Rear Admiral Bebel touching your knee. What's he talking about? No idea, Margaret.
Anybody want a hot chocolate bar? Coffee? Tea? Bourbon?
Bourbon biscuit or bourbon booze drink?
Why not both in a cup? Mashed up together. Delicious alcoholic. Bloody... Come on, you bastard.
Beg your pardon?
That's what I call it. It's my cocktail. Come on, you bastard. It's a bourbon biscuit with some bourbon. Poured over it, smashed up, and you receipt it down in a boozy paste of deliciousness. I said, oh, come on, you bastard, let's have another.
Right, I don't want that. That's too delicious. Takes me down a road I think is very risky for a guy with no impulse control.
Susan, why are we doing 4 miles an hour all the way around the bloody road? What's going on here?
I'm sorry, Charles, I can only go as fast as the traffic's going.
Get the bloody move on, beep at them.
No, Charles, I won't do that. I won't do that. I'm too sexy to do that. I will go round the son of a bitch, though. 2-1, you absolute moron. I'm sexy, Susan, and I don't take shit from anybody.
Yeah, but you do when you bum them.
What?
Nothing.
Are you all right, Charles? You're very, very red. You look Dickensian almost, like you should be a town crier, big fat red gentleman. You drink a lot.
Yeah, I drink all the time, lad.
Right. I'm getting a feeling in my spirit receptors that are just here to the side of my temple and over here to the side of my temple.
What does that mean, then?
I think a spirit wants to talk to you, Cecil.
All right.
It has a message for you. Well, a question for you, actually, it says.
No. Oh, what? I'm spooked. No. Go on, then.
Oh, well, $50.
I don't have $50. I don't have £5, which is better than dollars, but less. I'm very, very poor. I'm a pensioner. Do you not know this? I'm on a limited budget. I haven't saved once in my life.
Oh, that's not very good.
I've nothing to my name. Except a wink, a wry smile, and 2 beautiful toupees on my head at the moment.
Why are you wearing 2 toupees, Dad?
They look cold this morning. I thought, bloody hell, I better protect each ear with a toupee. I look like Princess Leia a bit, Paul.
You do a bit. Except in your appearance, smell, and demeanour.
Yeah, well, I do in all the other ways, though, don't I?
What, you're from space and imaginary?
Yes. Oh, Jesus. Susan, please, you're driving.
I will give you this question for free, Cecil.
Cecil?
Sorry, Cecil?
Cecil!
Okay. The question is it C?
Is it C? That's the question Fitzpatrick asked me.
No, it wasn't Fitzpatrick, Cecil. It was one of your other friends, the American gentleman in your boat, in your lifeboat, from the war, Cecil, when you're in the war. Well, what's your answer?
I don't remember. Is it a seaman? On a lifeboat? Somewhere like that, I don't know. Hey, look, never mind this bloody... There's an ambulance. Susan, follow the ambulance. Might get some money off the bloody... They might... Where there's blame, there's a claim. Go on, Susan!
I can't run a red light. Charles.
Bloody hell. Get there. Found them where they've gone. Be fantastic. Bloody love it. It's the best place you get bloody people is when they've just had a crash. They're dazed and confused. They don't think about how much they've shattered them. Yeah, I bet they bloody don't. I'm sorry, Charles. I'm sensing everybody has crashed in that car. They've died. You cannot... Suzanne, please be careful.
My name is Susan, not Suzanne.
Well, what is the difference? Anyway, I think they're all dead. Could you commune with the dead people and still sue them?
No, they've got to be alive to get money off them.
That's a shame. We could have that money and say that we're their beneficiaries.
What's a beneficiary?
What do you mean, what's a beneficiary?
I've never heard that word before in my life.
And you're a solicitor?
Yeah, I was a very good one, did I? Just out to get as much money as possible. Which is why Brian's come to me. So, Brian, what say you? What's your final verdict?
Honestly, I understand about 4% of everything you say to me. I will not sue you if I can slap Paul in the face.
Of course you can.
Hey, hang on. Look, I get any bloody say in this.
Margaret, a red Tesla car.
Oh, yeah, beauty.
Who's affording all these Tesla cars we keep seeing? Cost a bloody fortune. Please don't avoid the subject. I just want to slap Paul in the face once. Everybody gets to do it, and I would love to. I think he ripples like a larvar lamp.
Yeah, absolutely. Be my guest.
Excuse me. Please don't be anybody's guest. My face isn't for slapping. I'm not some kind of stress ball. Stress ball, something like that, not that. I'm a happy little gentleman. You can't go around slapping people just because you think I look for...
Oh, you mother flip! Ow!
Oh, that was fun. Oh, my hand really sunk into your face.
You son of a bitch. You absolute son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right, then I won't sue you.
Thank you, Brian de la Rouge.
Oh, look, Cecil. You love learner drivers, don't you?
Not particularly. I hold them with a great deal of contempt.
Well, we're behind a learner driver now. They're doing 4 miles an hour.
And?
Don't you want to mock them?
Nope. I'll just seethe quietly behind them, like Margaret does every second of our relationship. But with me, not a learner driver. I can feel it looking angry at me now.
Not looking angry at you, I'm looking angry at Paul. Putting up such a fight just because he wanted to slap you.
Thanks very much. You should have slapped your fat forehead. Ow! Oh, it is fun. Please stop hitting me. Charles, can I sue them for GBHs?
No, you can't afford me. You can't afford me, can you, fat lad?
There's another Tesla car, Cecil. They're all out today. 3.5 hours, that's a Christmas miracle.
Good, isn't it? I'd love to get a Tesla car. Get it burst into flames and then I get to sue Elon Musk. Everything is worth because my fat's got burnt. Like a big bloody board of fucking, was it? Post-scratch and something like that. I'd love it, I'd eat myself if I'm there.
Alright, Charles.
Yeah, I'm alright. I was just thinking about eating my own flesh. Got a bit carried away.
Jesus, Susan!
I'm sorry about that. I thought I'm bloody moving off this road at a rate of bloody knots. Let's see what this minibus can do. 0 to 20 in 4 minutes. Some son of a bitch is trying to overtake me. I don't think so, you paw. Oh, never mind, they did.
You got overtaken by a Ford Fiesta.
Yes, well, I've got you in the car, and Paul in the car, and Margaret in the car, and Brian in the car, and Charles in the car. That's a lot of blubber to drive around.
You're not exactly skinny yourself, Susan.
No, 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 I'm a ball of fun. I love it. There's more of me to love than physically possible at any one time. Oh, I'm too sexy. That's why I'm so sexy. There's so much of me to love.
Yeah, all right, Susan, that's enough. Knock it on the head now.
Fuck off.
Okay, sorry, Susan. There's no need for that language, though, is there?
Yes.
Do you want to sue him, Susan?
No. You charge an exorbitant amount.
Absolutely he does. So I think while Cecil Margaret will call the matter closed.
Oh, please come on the podcast sometimes, Brian Delaroche. We can't afford to pay you, but you could sit in the car and maybe Paul will give you a tic-tac.
Is that euphemisms for his penis? No, it's an actual tic-tac. Look, there's some. I always carry tic-tacs in my pocket. Why do you carry tic-tacs?
Because my breath stinks.
Oh, I see. Well, okay. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know about that. I really don't know. Did you have a catchphrase, Brian?
Sure.
What was it? I can't remember.
Does it matter?
I think everybody should have a catchphrase. You feel me?
Sure. I don't know why they would, but...
That was it, Brian! Okay, calm yourself. You sounding like Henry VIII who's talking to me. Oh, Henry VIII, can you tell me how fat lads can get a wife? Or six wives? Be the king of England. Oh, bollock. Sir. Bollocks, indeed. The speed bumps, Susan, go slow. Cecil's got a delicate anus.
I don't have a delicate anus, thank you very much. That's one of the few areas on my body that's not horrendously weak.
Yep, as my finger will attest. Right, hard work getting it up there.
Margaret!
Sorry, Cecil. Smell that, Paul. What's that? Oh, what's that?
That's some bloody orange juice I got on my finger.
Disgusting. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Right. Well, goodbye, Paul. Goodbye, Margaret. Goodbye, Cecil.
All right, for now, Brian Delaroche.
Toodles.